Beyond Happy, Women, Work, and Well-Being. Author, Beth Cabrera. Her challenges everywhere. Women face numerous obstacles as they struggle to advance their careers and to have full, happy lives. A major factor contributing to the pressure that women are under today is the difficulty of trying to perform so many different roles. Changes in societal norms have also lagged behind the evolving role of women. Because of this, women experience a significant amount of work-life conflict, which often leads to stress and unhappiness. Women want meaningful careers that offer them the flexibility to be mothers at the same time. Those who aren't mothers also need more freedom to choose when, where, and how to work. Women are far more likely to take responsibility for the care of aging parents than men. As long as we equate the ideal worker and the ideal mother with 24/7 availability, women will have to make choices, and making choices requires trade-offs. The dimensions of well-being. Many different factors contribute to our well-being. There is a good deal of overlap among the different theories of well-being. In looking at the many factors that determine our sense of how our lives are going, most of them can be categorized into one of two dimensions. 1. Feeling good. 2. Doing good. The role of feeling good. It turns out that positive emotions provide us with a number of benefits. For one, they help people build valuable psychological resources. Positive people have better mental health, experiencing less anxiety and lower levels of depression. They are proactive and problem-focused when facing obstacles. Positive emotions can lead to greater creativity and better decision-making because our emotions affect the way our minds work. They are also physically healthier. The meaning in doing good. Our sense of meaning or doing good comes from pursuing goals that matter to us personally, as well as pursuing goals that matter to others. Goals are personally or intrinsically satisfying when they let us be authentic by expressing our true self. The feeling good strategies. Strategy number 1. Be mindful. Focus your attention on the present moment. The aim of mindfulness is to be completely focused on what you're doing, not thinking about the past or the future or other distractions. Many of our negative emotions come from ruminating about the past or worrying about the future. Planning requires thinking about the future, and even considering things that might go wrong so that you can be prepared just in case. The problem is that it is easy to cross the line and go from planning, which is productive, to worrying, which isn't. These tips will help you be more mindful. Slow down by finding cues that will remind you to stop throughout the day. Find moments in your day to stop. S stands for stop. Simply pause from what you're doing. T stands for take a breath. Note the sense of calm that deep breathing can trigger. O stands for observe. Bring your awareness to your body. P stands for proceed. Continue on whatever you are doing. Don't multitask. Minimize distractions so that you can focus on doing one thing at a time. Connect with nature. Spend time outside. Studies show that spending 20 to 30 minutes outdoors in nice weather boosts positive emotions. Pause. When you are emotionally triggered, to choose a constructive way of responding. Reflect on where the emotion is coming from and try to reframe the situation. Meditate in order to build your attention muscle. Start by setting an intention to meditate. Sit in a quiet place and focus on your breath. Strategy number 2. Increase positive emotions. Be grateful. Developing an attitude of gratitude enhances your well-being by increasing the frequency of positive emotions you experience. Notice the good. You can only feel grateful if you notice things for which to be thankful. Positive events are often minor, ordinary things. Count your blessings. Keeping a gratitude journal is one way to make a habit of counting your blessings. Express gratitude. It doesn't take much to say thank you or send a short email of appreciation. Reframe situations. Turn have-tos into get-tos through reframing obligations as opportunities to feel grateful. Strategy number 3. Be hopeful about the future. Believe that things will be better. People with hope believe that they have the power to achieve positive outcomes, and this inspires them to action. Become a more hopeful person. Visualize your ideal future. Set specific goals that will move you in the direction of your desired future. Identify several alternative strategies for achieving your goals. The doing good strategies. Strategy number 1. Live your values. Your values determine which activities you will find interesting and personally meaningful. Clarify your values. In order to live your values by aligning your actions with what you care most deeply about, you must clarify your core values. Here are a few exercises that can help you explore your values. Life decisions. Identify a couple of key life decisions that you have made. Consider what made the choice difficult. Why did you select the chosen option? Heroes. List some of your heroes or role models, people whose stories you admire. For each of them, list characteristics that inspire you. The resulting list can give you clues as to what you believe is important. Align your behavior with your values. What are some concrete steps you could take to live your values? It's not always easy to live in accordance with your values, but it is extremely important for your well-being. Discover your purpose. Your life purpose comes directly from your most central values. It is a core part of your identity that influences your goals, directs your efforts, and guides your decision-making. Strategy number 2. Develop your strengths. We develop our strengths by investing in our natural talents, practicing them, and acquiring skills and knowledge to support them. Identify your strengths. 3 ways to learn about your strengths are self-discovery, assessments, and feedback from others. Self-discovery. 4 clues will help you uncover your strengths. Enjoyment. Experiences that bring about positive emotions or a feeling of timelessness often indicate a strength. Ease. Your spontaneous reactions come so easily to you that you don't even think about them. Excellence. When you really excel at something, you can be pretty sure that you are using a strength. Energy. Using strength energizes you, while using weaknesses drains your energy. Assessments. Strength assessments are available online, 3 of which are Values in Action, or VIA, Inventory of Strengths, Gallup's Strengths Finder, and R2 Strengths Profiler. Feedback from others. Review the performance evaluations you have received over the years. Do you see any common themes? Apply your strengths. Create opportunities to use your strengths more often in order to develop them further. Look for ways to reshape your job in order to create a better fit. Find your strategic volunteering opportunities that let you use your strengths. Strategy number 3. Make a positive impact. Pursuing a passion is great, but passions are often self-focused, what we enjoy doing. 1. Look for needs at work or in your family or community that you could help to satisfy. 2. Do meaningful work. 3. Recognize the impact of your work. 4. Change your tasks or your interactions with others in order to find more meaning at work. Do not fail. Set an intention to create a happier, more meaningful life. Identify small steps that you can take to get the ball rolling. Small improvements can add up to big changes over time. Start today. It is time for you to thrive.